If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
The Power Life Script. So I want to talk a little bit about what it is and why it works and how to create one, because I think it's the biggest idea that I've come across that was taught to me that has changed my life the most. And there's reasons for that, so I want to get into that. So a Power Life Script. This is where you basically string together a series of affirmations or a little story about yourself in the future the way you want it, you know, health, wealth, love, happiness, everything that you want in life, but acting as if it's already happened. In other words, you don't say, I'm happy and grateful that in the future I'll be this. We say, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm living in a perfectly healthy body, or I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm earning in excess of 7 figures a year in my real estate business, and it feels such and such a way. So I want to get into this with you guys and hopefully impact you. So take out your notepads. If you're driving, pull over, hit the record button, whatever you got to do. Hey, Norma, how you doing? Good to see you. Because I promise you this will have a major impact in your life. So the Power Life Script. Now, this was taught to me by Peggy McCall, who's a good friend of mine, absolute powerhouse. She's got, in her life script, she has a section that says something like, I am a money-making machine, and money flows to me from multiple revenue sources from all over the world. And she's a multimillionaire, and she teaches people that as well. So I got this idea from her, and it works for her, so it's been working for me as well. So how to create a life script. The way I did it is I started doing affirmations. I started writing affirmations about how I wanted my life to look in certain ways. I was using the notepad on my phone, the little one that comes, and I would add to that from time to time to time. And I took some of them from Bob Proctor, who's my business mentor. One of the ones I like from him, he says, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm living in a perfectly healthy body as intended by nature. So I grabbed that one. And another one, it says, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm earning in excess of blank amount of dollars from multiple revenue sources, and it comes to me effortlessly and easily, and it's consistently growing. So you put something towards money as well. But again, guys, I want to show you the science behind this. This is not an ethereal thing. It's not my opinion. There's a reason why taking the time to write this, taking the time to record it. Hey, Dave, how you doing? And using it and listening to this every morning. There's science behind why this works, and I want to get into that. Now, I have this little app on my phone called Voice Record, right? So you can get a free app. You can. There's a bunch of them on the Google Play Store and on Apple iTunes. So any app that will record you will work, and most of them have a looping feature, right? So what I do is my alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. every morning, and the first thing I do, and it's a habit now, is I put my little earbuds in and I listen to my life script. And the reason why this works is because it's conditioning my mind. So let me go through the pieces of a life script, and then I'll get into the science of why it works. So, and again, there's no right or wrong here, guys. I've just given you what worked for me. So for me, the pieces of my life script, I start with gratitude. And I'll read some of these, right? It opens up like this. I'm so happy and grateful now that my life is one of heaven on earth. Right? That's just a nice heavenly way to open up a life script. It says, I'm God's highest form of creation, and I have limitless creative power. Right, so I'm telling myself this. I'm stripping away limitations, and I'm conditioning my mind for the morning. It says, I wake up and go to sleep and spend every single moment of my life feeling happy, healthy, wealthy, passionately loved, full of life, abundance, success, and fulfillment. So think about that phrase. That's just a very upbeat, high-energy type of a phrase, right? So I give... the reason I start with gratitude is because it puts me in harmony with the law of cause and effect. Energy out is energy back. So there's universal laws, and one of them is the law of cause and effect. So giving gratitude is not just a nice thing to do. There's actually, again, science behind it. And none of this is my opinion. There's been studies and books and going back to since the beginning of time that prove all this stuff. So I go on to say, I'm so happy and grateful for the clean air that I'm privileged to breathe. I'm happy for the clean water that I'm privileged to be able to drink and nourish and fuel my body. abundant, you know, clean, healthy food, abundance of food. I'm happy and grateful I'm living in America. All the little things that we take for granted, I'm reminding myself, you know, I'm so happy and grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my friends and family and relationships. I give gratitude for my clients, right? I have a construction company. A lot of you guys know I have a construction company. I give gratitude towards those clients that allow me to provide service to them so that I can live my life, right? Now, the reason why I do that is because it can be, anybody that's in construction, you know this can be very challenging. And sometimes I find myself frustrated with my company or frustrated with a project or a client because we build multi-million dollar homes and it's you know, we work with people that are very, very particular and fussy, and they should be. They're spending millions and millions of dollars on their home. But I have to remind myself not to have a bad attitude or not to react when you know, when something isn't going my way. So this is a reminder to do that, to be grateful for the work that we have, right? It's a cause and effect type of thing. And then I get into spirituality. That I'm so happy and grateful, or I am supremely aware that there's a brilliant, calm, lavender energy flowing from God and to and through me towards a perpetual transmutation of energy. Now, if you don't know about the transmutation of energy, it's a universal principle, so we can get into that in another time. And again, there's no right or wrong here, guys, right? I'm just kind of letting you know what I do. So I go into gratitude. I go into spirituality, gratitude for my health. And then I get into my companies and stuff. You know, the things that I'm trying to create, the people I'm trying to help. You know, my consulting company, the software company, the construction company, my energy business. I have goals and phrases that I use that I want to come into fruition. And again, I'm speaking this as if it's already happened. Let me see what else we got here. So I go through that. Here's a good one. I'm so happy and grateful now that hundreds of millions of dollars flow into our bank accounts effortlessly from multiple resources from around the world in increasing quantities, and we are giving service to millions of people in accordance with the laws of compensation. Now, guys, 5 years ago, I had one company, and I was just working with people in Massachusetts. Now we have over 10 revenue streams and multiple companies, and I have clients all over the world. So how does that happen? Think about it. I could not have predicted that. I did have my life script, and I did project that into my mind, but I couldn't have predicted. I had no intention of being a consultant, no intention of being CEO of a software company. So again, this stuff is not just ethereal. There's a lot of science behind it. And then towards the end of my life script, once I go through, you know, gratitude and relationships, health, wealth, love, happiness, businesses, I talk about being in harmony with the natural laws of the universe. I also do at the end, I do what I call as a composite self-image. Now, what I do there, I say, I am Bob Proctor. I am Ray Dalio. I am Grant Cardone. Now, I don't want to be these people. Don't confuse what I'm saying. What I'm doing is I'm painting a picture of the personality traits from certain people that have demonstrated by the results that they have character traits that I want to absorb. Does that make sense, guys? So when I say I am Ray Dalio, I don't want to be Ray. I don't even know Ray. But he's the world's most successful investor, to my knowledge, of all times. The Bridgewater Hedge Fund has the best track record ever. So he has a book called Principles, and I want to absorb some of that willpower and that drive and that tenacity for business. When I say I am Bob Proctor, now Bob's a good friend of mine, he's my mentor, but I don't want to be Bob. Bob's Bob. But his public speaking, the way he delivers, the way he impacts, I want to remind myself to absorb some of those character traits. And then at the very end, I just give love. I say I love everybody. I love everything. I love God. I love myself. So I give love, loving energy at the end of the life scripts. And again, my background is mechanical engineering, so this is not an ethereal thing. I want to repeat that. There's a lot of science behind this. And the science behind it is brainwashing. I want you guys to think about this. What I'm doing every morning at 4 a.m. is I'm brainwashing myself towards success, health, wealth, love, happiness. Now let's look at somebody who doesn't have that. They wake up, number one, they probably don't wake up at 4 in the morning. They wake up at the last possible minute, hit snooze a bunch of times, they're in a chaotic state, they're thinking about their bills and being late for work, and all this chaos and noise, it's very, very low vibration. They race off to work, they're in a traffic jam, and the whole day turns to shit, right? With what I'm doing here, I'm starting before anybody's up, I'm conditioning my mind, I'm at the gym, I'm planting into my mind from my conscious into my subconscious. That's the science part of this. right? Now, the subconscious mind is what drives the body into action. So this is literally brainwashing, but we're all brainwashed anyway. Every single one of you watching is brainwashed by the information that's around you. So if you're somebody that watches the news, what you're doing is choosing to allow somebody else's agenda, because it's not the news, that's just somebody else's agenda of what they want to show you on TV. I promise you it's not the news. It's just, it's a hand-picked selection of fear, shock, horror, lack, worry, tragedy, poverty that somebody's showing you to so that they can run commercials in between, right? That's what the news is. If you want the news, then you go research it yourself. You research the things in the pockets of information that you want to research. That's a whole other subject. I won't go there. But what I'm doing instead is I'm choosing to condition my mind with the information that's going to serve me. And it puts me in a really, really high vibration. So if anybody here has ever woken up with anxiety, I've had that happen, and sometimes I still do, but it doesn't last for more than a few seconds because I put my earbuds in and I'm conditioning myself. This is where we're going. Never mind that stuff. That stuff will take care of itself. If you focus on abundance, wealth, happiness, love, prosperity, helping other people every single day, then your life's going to go in a certain direction. There's just no two ways about it. But let's get more into the science of why this works, right? This is not my opinion. Human beings, we learn through the spaced repetition of content. Anybody here that's ever been a golfer, you don't swing a club once and master it. The golf pros will take one club and swing it 1,000 times a day. They might just take the 9-iron and do a pitch for 1,000 times in one day, right? So it's all about the repetition of content. And if we're not consciously putting information into our subconscious mind, then we're unconsciously allowing the chaos and the noise of the world to get in there and program our subconscious, right? Hey, Dave, how you doing? Mr. Computer Science Major. Yeah, I'm sure this resonates with you because it makes sense. The subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. And we have something called a paradigm, which is a set of mental programs that are stored in the subconscious mind. So what we're doing here is we're rewriting the programming in your subconscious mind with what you guys want. Right now, human beings are success mechanisms. We are actually designed to create and solve problems. Unfortunately, when we're born, we're thrown into school, and it's, you know, school is what it is. I've talked about that before. It's nobody's fault. The teachers are working in a broken system, and they're way underpaid. I mean, teachers should be making $1 million a year, and we would have a whole different educational system. But the reality is the way that we teach our kids, just by giving them general knowledge, is not serving them. They're not learning about self-image, decision, you know, wealth building, health, fitness. They're just learning a little bit of math, a little bit of English, a little bit of history, which basically teaches them to be a school teacher. So what we're doing here, guys, is having you guys condition your subconscious mind through this life script. And I promise you, if you guys bite off on this, it will change your entire life. It changed mine, my clients. I drive this down into my clients. We teach this all the time. But I wanted to come on today and just really just kind of give this out there, you know, for whoever's listening. So what it is when we have this life script, it's a simple reminder to take action. I can't wake up at 4, put my life script in, talk about my growing healthy body, and then blow the gym off. You see how that works? Because I hear it, it's like it conditions me. I go to the gym. And once I'm at the gym, I'm on the life cycle, and I'm listening to this stuff even more. Now, I can't listen to all of my businesses and my goals and all the stuff and where I'm going and then not take action. Right? Go home and do nothing and not take action towards my dreams and goals. Think about that. This is not rocket science. It's just simple reminders of you talking to yourself saying, hey, never mind the bills, the debt, the lack, the fear, the worry, the bullshit from your neighbor, the drama going on at work. Never mind that stuff. That's just stuff. This is what we're focusing on. This is where we're going. And when you do this in a repetitive manner, I promise you over time, it just changes everything. So here's a good example. If I was a realtor, and I coach my realtor clients through this, I would say things like, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm effortlessly attracting in excess of 20 new listings a month that come to me from multiple resources, right? I would say stuff like that. So I would talk about the habits that are necessary. I'm so happy and grateful now that I effortlessly speak in front of people and it feels such and such a way, right? So I would write affirmations about that. Even if you have fears and worries about speaking in front of people, or if you're not a high-level realtor, the realtors that operate at a very high level, and I work with a lot of them, they have a different mindset. And they are what we call unconscious competence, which means they have this self-talk anyway. I promise you they're talking to themselves. Everybody does. But they don't talk about the lack, the fear, the doubt, the worry. In their minds, they're like, you know, I'm gonna have 50 new listings this month. I'm going to beat last month. And they're unconsciously doing this. So what I'm giving you here is for the people that might not have that programming. You can use a life script to really enhance all this and change that programming. Because the way it works, guys, we have a conscious mind, a subconscious mind, and a body. So we're teaching you to consciously put information in your subconscious mind every morning through the life script, which will cause your body to move into action. See, the subconscious mind moves the body into action, right? Now, when the body's in action, it'll pick up the phone, it'll call people, it'll network. You'll be in a higher vibration. You'll have different tonalities. You'll speak to people differently. You'll attract different people, right? The law of attraction is not ethereal. It's magnetism. If you believe the two magnets stick to each other, well, that's what human beings are. And we can attract people into our lives through the law of vibration, getting in harmony to the law of vibration. So, guys, it's all about your dominant thoughts. Anybody that's ever said, oh, the law of attraction doesn't work, I saw something with Grant Cardone really advertising his ignorance about the law of attraction. He said, you know, sometimes I'm driving on the highway and I drive down the road and I think about veering off onto the other lane. You know, if the law of attraction worked, well, why didn't I do that? Well, Grant, that's because it wasn't your dominant thought. It was a fleeting thought. Now, your dominant thought is being a multi-billionaire eventually in real estate. And it's causing your body to move into action and do that. So even though he goes on TV and or advertises whatever and he says the law of attraction is bullshit, he's living it. He's living proof. He just doesn't understand. He's largely ignorant of how it works. Now, ignorance is not a bad term. It just means not knowing. Now, Grant is not ignorant when it comes to real estate. But I promise you, he is in harmony with the law of vibration, the transmutation of energy. These are universal principles. And this is how he's creating a multi-billion dollar empire. So I'd love to debate him on that one someday. That'd be really cool. So guys, it's your dominant thoughts. Your dominant thoughts. Whatever is suppressed in your subconscious mind, whatever your dominant thought is what will produce in the physical world to and through your body. So if your dominant thought is to be a seven-figure realtor, you will become one. But you can't think 100 other incompatible thoughts all day long. You'll break the energy flow. It becomes a fleeting thought, not the dominant thought. Now, if your dominant thought is about fear, lack, doubt, worry, foreclosure, and bills, that's exactly what will happen. It's the way it works, guys. I wish I had better news. I wish you could just tell yourself something once and have it work. But what I'm giving you here is the way that human beings think and act and operate.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want. Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.